Okay, so we're holding in Shin Vav. We began discussing the dinim of Mimsi Chefsecha, a little bit Dabadavar. And then we went on to Sifdalid, which talks about Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, and we mentioned some Eitzes that when it's the Tzarech Mitzvah or Derech Matana, you give it as a Matana, we spoke about. But Mishmur is telling us over here, Sifkat and Tezayin, that what is the Isser, Midrabban, Gezer Sheminkach Umemka. It's a Gezer because of Memkach Umemkach. Buying and selling, which means that Chazal asked whether it's from a Jew or from a guy, for the Jew to receive schar for avoda that he did on Shabbos, that's what's awesome. I mean, the avoda itself, we're talking about a malacha work, which would be mutter to do. The work itself would be mutter to do, obviously. Like to watch the Lishma Azroim, the example it gives, to watch the fields. But right, we said to be a babysitter. But still, to take schar for that work, for watching, right, watching the building, watching being a babysitter, being a waiter on Shabbos, that's where the problem comes in. Unless you are hired for more than just Shabbos, you are hired for a whole week to do the work, so then the payment for Shabbos is havla, it's nivla with the other days, or like we said, the Eitz of Matana. Now, what happens when I rent a house, I rent a car, I rent kelim? I'm renting it out. So now I'm getting schar for the rental. Against half of the rental. Charov there also would be a problem, unless I do one eighth, is that he takes it out, right? He comes to pick up the car Friday before Shabbos, brings it back after Shabbos. So the rental covers that whole zman, and therefore. Now, this does not include, there's a whole discussion about, interesting discussion about people that own vending machines. It used to be more popular. It still is somewhat, right? People have vending machines in all different places. So on Shabbos, Goyim, if the only Goyim are buying from these machines, so you're making money on Shabbos. So that we say is not a problem. It's not a problem. It's that Schar Shabbos is not a problem. Because you're not doing any work, you're not renting something out. It's there and someone's buying it. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch over here says it's in Resh Mem Hei. Turn to Resh Mem Hei Sivav. Resh Mem Hei Sivav. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if someone takes Schar Shabbos? Im afu einem Yehudim itanure she'isol b'Shabbos al karchoi. The Goyim came in and they baked in the Tanur of the Yisrael. Right back in those days, they only had communal ovens. And then people were paid to use it. So the Jew owned a communal oven. And the guy came and he baked in it. Now because they gave him permission, Al Karchai. When Aslai passed for Schar, HaTanur, he gave him pass as reward for the Tanur. Aso Lahanes Mimeni. It's Aso to have enough from it. Also, dava from it. It's also dava from Schar Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Rav adds even other people, right? Not only the person himself, the owner of the oven, but even other people can be nana from this pass. So he adds on over here. The Bir Halacha over here. The Ramascha Aslahana says, I am the big day Yesha, Shal Mordechai, one Purushim on the Mordechai. Shaim Hashem lechad gersa the davka lechatchila asala the kalas chashaza. Bidyevet im kibol, ein ha no mizer asa. Ein sham rayasa. We listen to the Shulchan Aruch Lamash McCain. Kam rayasa yesh kisas lidchois vein kam mokum laharuch bezeh. But Akabarim said in the Bir Aloch, he says, even though there is a gersa in the Mordechai, which is mash medavka lechatchila, but bidyevet you could, but the Maiz of the Bir Aloch is matchit. The halacha says that Shulchan Aruch is clearly not mashma like this, and his raya is a daichik. His raya is a daichik. The Ritva says beforesh that if you get tzchar, zarka the yam, throw it into the yam. But if Moshe in Igris Moshe or Chaim Chedal Simenun Tes, he's discussing over there. There's he's discussing interest in the bank. So there's something called daily interest, which is not common at all. But he's talking about a mostly of where you get each day, they give you the interest of that day. Right? There's day trading. But he's talking about the interest of day, by the day. So Rav Moshe over there is discussing what about the interest that comes on Shabbos. So it's also not practical because the banks are closed on Shabbos, so it doesn't work like that. Or, so he comes up over there with a heter, if I remember correctly, he discusses over there, says maybe it's Friday is for Friday, Shabbos includes Matzah Shabbos. But then you run into a problem with Yontif, when Yontif is on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So he wants to say over there, Takar of Moshe, he wants to say that maybe that money that you're getting on Shabbos, you can use. So what should you do? Give it to tzedakah. Give it to tzedakah. So like this, you don't have any akar. No, you're not having any akar state to the person who's giving it to. That's what you want to say over there. You're right. So they don't know about it. That's what he says. He says, give it to tzedakah and the people will know about it.
I don't know if mitzvah is not
there. Huh?
I don't know if the mitzvah.
What mitzvah? Again, I guess he felt it's better than throwing it into the yam. But you see from here, Takas Chah Shabbos is a real issue. It's a real issue.
Okay. So, Mishi money you would have to throw away?
What do you say?
Mishi money you have to throw away?
No, that's not Chah Shabbos. Chah Shabbos is if I did work or I rented something out. I rented out a chayfetz or something like that. Then, but over there, I'm not renting anything out. They're coming, they're buying, and that's not Schar Shabbos. That's not considered Schar Shabbos.
Why is this case of interest worse than the lending money?
Oh, because, yes, why is it worse? Why is it worse? Just, what am I doing over there? Filling up the machine beforehand. Shin Chaf Gimel Siv Dalet says, Shechav Gimel Siv Dalet. Oh, here says Muta Loima Lechen Benitz Muta Tital Storekeeper Tainli Arba Beitzim V'Chomesh V'Moinim. Give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates. Obovach Layaske L'Shem Damim. Now talk about money. L'Shem Midi. Now talk about a specific measurement, this chominion, right? You're not allowed to talk about numbers. Not talking about buying or selling. Just ask him, can you give me 4 eggs? Even though it's understood that you're going to pay for it after Shabbos. That you're allowed to do. So you're allowed to go into a store or go into the coffee room if the owner is masking and take something on credit without talking about it. Right? So you do see here clearly over here that we're not worried about Tzchar Shabbos a Mekach. That's for sure. Questions? I don't remember clearly. You have to take a look at that Tshuva Rav Moshe, why Yitaka was bothered. I'm not sure. But that's a good, people do it the second day Yontif. Right? People don't have a place to eat, so they go with groups to restaurants. They arrange the before Yontif. They arrange the before Yontif, but on Yontif, if you go in there, you're not let, you could go in there. You could ask, give me whatever portion you want, and you could do. But without talking about how much does it cost, what's the price, and how I'm going to pay you, that was all taken care of beforehand. That we're going to get to later on this simon, and we'll learn. Good, okay. So then we have over here. Siv Dalid. Yisrael Shehis. I'm in the wrong sinning. Sorry. I knew it looked strange. Wasn't matching. Siv Dalid. Right, that's the halacha we're learning. It says over here. Hayischer Shabbos. If he was hired for the week. Schir Chaydish, the month, Shana, a year, or a week. No, Schir Shabbos, he was hired for the Shabbos. For the whole week together, for the whole week. The week. Nice and like Schir Shabbos. The Fir Chay Shabbos Allah. What happens if I'm hiring for the week and I tell him, or he tells me that he wants $50 a day, and for Shabbos he wants $100. So now I'm doing haflah. I'm paying the whole thing at once. So mitzadeh, you could say the head of haflah. The ma'aseh giving him one check for all 7 days of the week, including Shabbos. Or maybe no. Maybe since the price of Shabbos is more than the other days. So that's not considered haflah. It's a price by itself. The price of every day is $50. So if Shabbos is $50, it's another $50. But here it's a separate bill. It's $100. How do we view that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassis brought down Rav Shlomo Zalman held that that's a problem. To take more for Shabbos, then it's not haflah anymore. That's not haflah anymore. I can hear both ways. Okay, now the Mishmur says by Sifkat in Yates, Mishmur says, what about a dira? What about I'm renting out a apartment? So here he says the chena din, right? The same din is. Right? A lot of times people go away for Shabbos and you're renting the apartment for Shabbos. So he says, the chen adin, b'masker cheder l'chaveroi, v'hisne masach shisham lefi cheshmer yomim. They pay you by the day, right? That's what they charge, by the day. Gam ken also l'likach schar Shabbos. Again, it's a rental. I'm renting out the room for Shabbos. That's also also. Gam ken also lelikach schar Shabbos v'atam kenal. Same reason. So it comes out over here. It comes out l'chayra. If I'm going to a hotel, I'm going to one of these apartments, and I'm renting it to stay there for Shabbos, chayav should be a problem. However, what the Pesukim write is that since the Sechira starts a few hours before Shabbos, ends a few hours after Shabbos, and also the Sechira sometimes, let's say it's a hotel, includes eating, and other types of things they're giving you. So that, and also they're also charging for cleaning the room, washing the linen, and things like that. So therefore, the Paiskim are makel over here that there will be mutter to pay it. So you can't get out of paying for that apartment. Right? So that's mutter. The Shmir Shabbos brings down that will be mutter in Perich Chav Ches. Okay? Okay, now, you have also people go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Right, so there's a charge for each time you go to the mikvah. But again, the upkeep of the mikvah is for work that they're doing Erev Shabbos. Right, you're paying to be able to keep the mikvah going. So you're really paying for them to have work done Erev Shabbos and Matzeh Shabbos. So that's also matzah. Not paying for the thing itself.
Okay.
What about what? Renting it out?
Enough,
yeah. For 2 days yontif? But again, you have hours before, hours after. Right, they don't expect it to come the second Shabbos starts, second Shabbos is over. And also, it's a, like we said, there's other stuff that the money's going for other types of eitzos.
You're not paying them for their service, for their work, you're paying for what you're going to get now.
You're buying it? What are you buying?
I'm saying you're renting this.
If they'll be happy that you should go for free, just to cost them money to bring someone in to clean it every day.
Oh, that
arrangement. It's Vila, right?
A lot of rental Airbnbs have like a separate fee for cleaning.
A separate fee?
They have to pay both, but they're called separately.
Okay, then they can take away the center.
Then is that the usage of the...
What?
Usage of the house is also something.
It says have a lot together, maybe. Okay. Okay.
In the restaurant case,
yeah.
I was like, they made food for you. Like, let's say, fine, for them it's not Yom Tov. Let's use the second day Yom Tov case. They're doing something for me on Yom Tov.
Okay.
And I'm paying them for that. And it's on me, it's fine.
That's what it says in first Shinachov Gimel Sevdalit. You're allowed to go into a store, take food from the store on Shabbos.
But here they're actually, it's like, why is it different than the waiter himself? Like, if I'm paying the waiter, I'm paying
that
for the
food. The waiter's doing work, you're not paying him for the work.
For example, I'm paying him for a finished product.
Getting the food, yeah.
Why are they charging my credit card?
Well, that's their decision. They could charge it on Matzah Shabbos Sunday. They have the right to charge whatever they want. One more need in that interesting nekuda over here. Mishabur and Sivkat Chav Gimel. Yesh Mishim, right, with Sivhei. What's the Sivhei? Asal Haske Chazan and Nisbal B'Shabbos. It's also to hire Chazanim to do Chazan and Shabbos. Yesh Mishamata. Yesh Mishamata. Great. Yesh Mishamata, right? Zakht Mishabura. Why? Svirle de b'makam mitzvah le'gaz rabbanos chashavs b'zeh. Fine. Mikol makayim ein eraisim in bracha. Great. Right? So you gave me a heter, but mikol makayim you're not going to see a sim in bracha. Right? So first of all, like this. The yesh mishamata holds that since the whole is only midrabanan, so b'makam mitzvah they were not gaisa. Or maybe the reason is differently. Maybe the reason is that it's not called schar. Because since it's four mitzvahs, so nichle, people are nichle to do mitzvahs. And then I'm giving him a matana. But then what does it mean? Same thing is brought down in Hilchos Shofros. In Siman Tav Kuf Bei Hei, Siv Hei, over there it says, someone takes schar for blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah or for davening, Einoi Roya Moise Yischar, Siman Bracha. Doesn't see a Siman Bracha. Doesn't see a Siman Bracha from it. So it's a funny thing. There's no Isser. There's no Isser, but it's not Roya Siman Bracha. So the Pre-Chodesh explains that, and the Machzitz is a shekel over here, that Be'emes, what the Mishmur is saying is that the Iker Deya is like the first Deya, which is Issa. That's the Iker Deya. That's the Iker Deya. Except what? There is a Deya that's Matrit. There is a Deya that's Matrit. So you have room to be Mekel. But Lemaisa, you should just know the Ikashita is the first day. It's funny still.
It's true,
right? You have an Aruch HaShulchan. Anyone has an Aruch HaShulchan here? On thank you. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Oisin Beis. Let's see what he says. He's mashma a little differently. He says, quotes the Beis Yosef, which brings down the two days. He quotes the Torah in Tavkuf Pehe, the Paskin Isser. Then he says, which is the Isser. Since he saw the Olam's Noig, so therefore he wasn't saisonless, so he said, V'yesh misha matter. You should know the son is matter. Right, then he goes on, V'amater, hey, v'ray mach the psachim, fine. Alma di sura leka, el shein reisim v'bracha. Then he says, "Menira, the Hachi Kami, the Chiv, the Mitzvah, Zuba Hechrich Lasitz B'Shabbes. Right, a Chazan, you need a Chazan on Shabbos. You can't have the Chazan on Thursday for Shabbos. The Metorgamin, you need on Shabbos. Ve'emi Shiraitz Lasitz B'Chinam. People don't want to do it for free. The Ficha Be'Hechrich L'Shalom. Then we have to pay them. Ve'inu Be'em is Loitay Vaisim, but they're not doing good. The Ficha Chaidim Raisim Brachim. I have to pay them because otherwise I'm not going to have a Chazan." No one's going to do it for free. So I have no choice. Oh, but he should know, by him receiving it, it's a problem. You could say maybe they're doing it because they have to prepare during the week. It says, you don't have the cantor. She because ish pashal is bal fnei amin. You have a simple person davening fnei mikomakam. Kim da hamoin toifsim zel the mitzvah lechvoy shavs v'yante v'gam laoinik. Memela de nasa ke mitzvah. V'gam lachazan ma'iv m'sham chayish m'zel laoinik shavs. The chazan feel like it's oinik shavs. Right? Sometimes ma'iz nesin derech nedava. Ficha ein is v'dvar. Kenyalan is daiti lumitz chos. They're kvetching on it. It's about curry, we could say. I mean, that's what we say. You have to prepare beforehand. And so the time that you're taking off to prepare, sometimes we give it to him as a present. You be the bakar, eh? And we'll give you every few weeks a present for being okay. But that was me in Eini Reisim and Bracha. So in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Reish Nun Aleph, Reishon Aleph, Sifkatan Beis, the Mishmeru of the Reishon Aleph, Sifkatan Beis, what does he say over here? Says, Simon Bracha Me Oisim Malacha, Shav Shear Viach Memokim Ze, Yafsi Memokim Acha. I, the Maisi, is walking home with $100 in his pocket. What do you mean? In Reishon Bracha. He's going to take that $100 and buy ice cream. So the Mishnah Brura, Avshe Yaviach Mokim Ze, Yafsi B'Mokim Acha. You're going to be mafsed somewhere else. That's what it means, Ein Reisim B'Bracha. Then later on, in Tavresh Sadivav, in Hilchus Purim, Sivkat and Dalit over there, the Mishnah Brura says, the Yisrael Matzona does Malacha on Purim. So the Beis Yosef says, it's not going to grow. Or the Reim says, you're not going to be marviach over there. So some over there use the lashon also any roisim and bracha. Which so over there the lashon is any roisim and bracha. And even though you're going to have, you did malacha, you planted food, planted something, it's going to grow, but it's not going to fill you up. You're not going to see bracha from it. It's not going to satisfy you. You're going to be missing. Kabbalah, so it's a shtickle. So you have to say, like you said, the chaz and the bakayre, they need to figure out eitzes, how to make it havla. Mishru does bring down that by they were mekel. Okay, Mitz Hashem. I'm going to continue with Sivav, which is talking about what type of dibur are you allowed to speak on Shabbos. We'll begin with Sivav next week. But what's a dibur of mitzvah that you're allowed to speak about on Shabbos?